absolutely, because unfortunately, many of our values are, in fact, absorbed and come from the popular media. And especially in a postmodern situation, that's more likely to happen. We are an entertainment-driven culture. And that being the case, people are far more likely to get their values from various forms of visual or oral culture, artifacts of one kind and another.
Now, obviously there's media hype around the Da Vinci Code, both the book and now the upcoming movie. You've had a lot of experience and exposure to this because of how you've engaged it. How big of a deal is this?
Well, let me put it in perspective this way. First of all, it's the best-selling novel of your lifetime, my lifetime, or most any lifetime. In hardback, it sold over 40 million copies in North America alone, which is astounding for a hardbound book that's not inexpensive. In March of this year, the paperback, when it was unveiled, sold six million copies in 1 month. So that gives you a sort of raw feel for the level of the interest. In 2004, when it was number one on the New York Times seller list, it outsold the Bible in America during that period of time. Obviously, there's an enormous interest in this. And equally obviously, it has stirred up some deep passions of various kinds and sorts. And it's really no good for Christians to just sort of stick their head in the sand or put their fingers in their ear and say, la, 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 and this too will pass, when in fact it's not likely to pass. This movie will probably become the biggest grossing movie of all time. It may well eclipse Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ in the first 3 weeks of its release. It's a worldwide phenomenon. It's a huge phenomenon. It's the new 600-pound gorilla that Christians are going to have to reckon with. And so they'd better take it seriously.
Wow. Those are some pretty amazing numbers. And you know, you mentioned, and a lot of people have discovered this as well. I mean, the Da Vinci Code is a page-turner. And so it's a book that certainly can carry somebody who likes a mystery novel's interest. And yet there's something more about it, right? I mean, what could possibly have captured so much interest about this book?
Well, let's consider some cultural factors first. The first of these is we are at a place in our culture where there is profound suspicion about major institutions, political, educational, or religious. For example, we now have a president that has the lowest credibility and popularity rating of any president since they began taking polls.